McDaniel?
Clayton McDaniel, yes.
Hi, congratulations. I understand you got the gold yesterday.
I did get the gold yesterday in archery. That was fantastic. the connection might be a little bad. I literally just got done with one of my events, so I apologize for that.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. It's great to talk with you.
Yes.
Hey, so you got the, you run the gold in the archery event. Are you, you're in some other events too, though, aren't you?
Yes, I compete tomorrow for the pistol shooting open category.
For the what?
The pistol shooting.
Physical?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay,
physical
the pistol
shooting.
Open.
Oh, say it one more time.
The pistol open.
Pistol.
For shooting.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I knew you also did that too. That's great. Good luck with that.
Yes. Thank you.
So which is your favorite, archery or pistol shooting?
I'd say archery is my favorite.
That's what you said last year.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just a place, that's what I kind of use for therapeutic reasons to get me in, like, get my mind off of a lot of things so I can just go there and shoot and just forget about whatever's going on at the moment.
Okay. Was the archery event yesterday the first event you were in, or were there more?
No, that was the first one I was in.
Okay. Do you think you have a good chance in the pistol shooting, too?
I think I have a pretty good chance. I'm pretty confident with myself and my ability to shoot, so we'll see what happens, but I think it'll go pretty well.
Okay. So you grew up in Malala and graduated from Malala High School, is that right?
I didn't really grow up in Malala. I went to 5 different high schools. The last school I went to for high school, I graduated in Malala High School in 2003.
Okay. Does your family still live here in Malala?
Yes.
Okay. Could you say the names of your parents or who's living here?
Yeah, my mother, Raylan McDaniel, and my father is Clay McDaniel.
Clay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you spell Raylan, R-A-E-L-Y-N?
Another N, two N's.
Two N's, okay. And how about, do you have a wife and children, or?
I do. I have a wife. Her name is Sarah McDaniel with an H.
Uh-huh.
And then I have an 8-year-old son. Well, he's 7. He'll be turning 8 in November. So I have a 7-year-old son who is a junior. He's named after me, Clayton James McDaniel, Jr.
What's his middle name?
James.
James.
Yes.
Junior. Oh, that's cool. I bet he's proud of you.
Yeah, well, he definitely is, yes.
Did they get to watch you in your competition?
They're not here with me. My uncle and my aunt are here watching me. So my wife and my son had to stay back at home. So they hear about it from other family members.
Uh-huh. That's great. So have you always been an athlete?
Yes, I have.
What were your favorite, like high school?
Yeah, I was. I played baseball almost my whole entire life, and that was my favorite sport. I tried football my freshman year, but I would have much rather played baseball.
Okay. What position did you play?
I played center field and second base.
Okay. So did you play that for Malala High also then, huh?
that was my position in Malala High School, but they never played me.
Oh, okay. Okay. You kind of told me this last year, but what led you to start competing in the Warrior Games?
Getting wounded. Put me in Wounded Warrior Battalion, and then from there you just pick a sport that you like doing, and then after you do it for a while, you go to a couple camps. You attend the Marine Corps Trials, and if you place in the Marine Corps Trials, that leads you up to coming to the Warrior Games. So the coaches get together and they decide who they want to pick from the Marine Corps Trials to represent the Marines in the Wounded Warrior Games.
That's quite an honor, then.
Well, it's absolutely. It's a huge honor.
To be selected. And I know last year, did you win any medals last year?
Yes, I did. I got the bronze in the rifle shooting for prone. And we got gold in the archery team event.
Are you in those same events this year, too?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So how many events all total are you in this year?
I'm sorry?
How many events all total are you in this year competing in?
I am doing three. So I got the archery team event, and then the pistol for shooting.
Okay. So were you... I don't know. How did it feel to be selected again? I suppose you pretty much figured you would be second time.
Well, I really didn't think I'd be here again. I didn't know if what I did in the Marine Corps Trials was going to be good enough for me to get selected to go to Warrior Games. And I think it's a great – I think it's amazing I got asked to come back here again. I love being around the guys, my Marines, and everybody inspires everybody to do great on a day-to-day basis. So I'm surprised to be here, honestly.
Surprised and ecstatic, you said, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, if you did play so good, or you did so good last year, I can't imagine why you'd be so surprised.
Yeah, well, every year they can't, you have to do really well in the Marine Corps Trials to be coming back. So if you make a bad mistake or somebody that outperforms you, then they'll probably select somebody else.
Ah.
So, but well, we did get the second place in the team archery team event yesterday as well.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I remember that you were wounded in Afghanistan. Is that right?
Yeah, it was an IED blast wave.
Pardon?
I was never directly hit with an IED. It was just a wave that hurt me.
A wave from a blast?
Yeah, IED blast wave.
Can you say that one more time? I don't think I understood it.
Yes, the IED blast wave.
IED blast.
Blast wave, yeah.
Yeah, got it. I got it. Oh, man. But you're doing great now, right?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I love coming here. I do a lot better at the Warrior Games because I can be around my other fellow Marines, but being back at home kind of sucks. I really don't have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of outlets to talk to. So anytime I do something like this, I always jump on the opportunity because it really does help me mentally. So,
are you still active in the Marines? Serving?
No, I'm retired now, medically.
Okay, retired. Oh, so do you live in Malala then?
I do.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I thought you were still based somewhere and just come back to visit once in a while. Oh,
oh
that's
nope.
Great.
I live there, yep.
Oh, that's great to know. So, let's see. What else can I ask you? I think you pretty much told me this. I was going to ask you, of all the sports offered, what made you choose archery?
Maybe choose archery. I went to Wounded Warriors and they had a list of things that they wanted me to try, and I always thought about archery being something fun to try, and I did it, and I was pretty good at it, so that's what I wanted to excel in.
Okay. How long did it take you to get good enough to be selected the first time for Warrior Games?
How long did it take me to attend the first Warrior Games?
Yeah, but, when you started learning archery and practiced and excelled at it, how long did it take you before you were selected for the first time to be in Warrior Games?
1 year.
1 year.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Did you spend a lot of time at it?
I'm sorry?
Did you spend a lot of time at it practicing? And?
I did. I spent like every other day shooting archery.
Okay. So how does this competition differ from, you know, other sports? I mean,
from other sports, I mean, you have guys out here that are missing limbs due to, an injury or wounded. And seeing the guys come out here and still compete and still give everything they have is definitely motivational, as where you go to a regular team event like baseball. I'm sorry, there's a background going on right now. Comparing that to like going out to like, let's say if I were to play baseball again, you'd have guys out there. Some of the attitude might still be there. There are some guys that might be a little cocky, some guys that might think they run the baseball team. Well, here, everybody participates, everybody gives everything they have, and nobody's different from one another. Regardless of permission limbs or not, we all give everything we can, and we're all here for each other. So I would definitely say the mentorship and the mental attitude is a lot different than any other competition that I've been in.
I think last year you said you were like a band of brothers.
Is that sort of the same idea?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big band of brothers, yeah. I agree. And yes, that still stands.
Could you say that again? I didn't quite hear you.
Yeah, it's we're a big band of brothers. And it's really interesting is the fact that you can leave. Let's say if I leave here this year, I come back next year, we will pick up where we left off and never skip a heartbeat.
You pick up right where left off, and what was the last thing you said?
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm really sorry.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. I don't know. I was wondering, do you have any goals for the future? Like, are you thinking about Paralympics or anything?
Yes, I would love to join the Paralympics. If I ever got the opportunity, I would jump on it in a heartbeat. And that is definitely a goal of mine, yes.
Well, good luck with it. That would be great.
Thank you.
Do you feel like you're like setting an example for other guys by competing in the Warrior Games?
I would hope so. I would hope people look up to me as being a part of a tremendous asset to the team. I would hope so. I can't say yes or no, but in my mind, it would bring me a big peace of mind knowing that there's somebody out there that does look up to me in a way that I could help them in any day if they give me a phone call or whatever.
And maybe they could follow the same dream, huh?
Right.
Okay, so I guess that's about it then. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Go Marine Corps, yut.
What'd you say?
I said go Marine Corps, yut. It's Y-U-T, yut.
All right. Well, congratulations again. We're really proud of you here.
All right.
Good luck on pistol shooting.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us. Bye.
Bye.